Welcome to Rapidly Rotating Records, an hour of toe-tapping music from rapidly rotating 78 RPM records of the 1920s and 30s with yours truly, Glenn Robison. We've got dance bands, hot bands, sweet bands, show tunes, novelty tunes, blues, jazz, and more on everything from Aeolian to Xenophone and by everyone from Aronson to Zerke. On this evening's show, we'll celebrate the birthdays of Walter Donaldson, Harold Arlen, Bert Kalmar, and Freddie Keppard, and hear from the Broadway bellhops. Last week, February 15th, marked the birth in 1893 in Brooklyn, New York, of composer Walter Donaldson. His father was a piano teacher, and Walter showed an early talent for composition, but his first job was with a Wall Street brokerage. After that, he did get a job as a song plugger for a Tin Pan Alley music publisher, but got fired for writing his own songs on company time. His first hit came in 1915 with his song Back Home in Tennessee, which was recorded the following year by Prince's Orchestra. He wrote several other hits between 1916 and 1919, including How You Gonna Keep 'Em Down on the Farm. He met Irving Berlin while entertaining troops during World War I, and in 1919 he joined Berlin's publishing company. During his tenure with Berlin, he wrote My Buddy, Carolina in the Morning, Yes Sir, That's My Baby, That Certain Party, At Sundown, My Blue Heaven, and Makin' Whoopee, and in 1928 he formed his own music publishing firm, Donaldson, Douglas, and Grumble. In 1929 he moved to Hollywood and contributed songs to many movie musicals, including Kid Millions and The Great Ziegfeld. Walter Donaldson died in Santa Monica, California on July 15, 1947. He collaborated with lyricists including Edgar Leslie, Sam Lewis, Joe Young, Gus Kahn, and Cliff Friend on songs including Love Me or Leave Me, Kansas City Kitty, In the Middle of the Night, Sam the Old Accordion Man, Just Like a Melody Out of the Sky, You're Driving Me Crazy, I'm Bringing a Red Red Rose, Cuckoo in the Clock, Lazy Louisiana Moon, An Earful of Music, and These. Thank you.
Although the daydream through fields of clover will soon be over, and happy hours, Miss Sunny Flowers, will wait another day. Sweet dreams have just begun, dear. The day is done, dear. When skies grow dimmer, the stars will glimmer along a starless way.
There's a fun record with some pretty impressive musicianship. Russo and Fiorito's Oriole Orchestra and the Gus Kahn-Walter Donaldson collaboration, That Certain Party, with a vocal by Mark Fisher. That Victor 78 was recorded December 18th, 1925. Before that, for Amy, who works for the same company I do, we heard America's sweetheart, Miss Ruth Edding, who is a distant relative of Amy's, with At Sundown. Accompanying Ruth on that June 27, 1927 Columbia recording was Rube Bloom. We began our tribute to Walter Donaldson with the Royal Troubadours from a Harmony 78, waxed September 8, 1927, and My Blue Heaven. I'm Glenn Robison, and you're listening to Rapidly Rotating Records, bringing you vintage music to which you can't not tap your toes from rapidly rotating 78 RPM records of the 1920s and 30s. Last week, February 15th, marked the birth in 1905 in Buffalo, New York, of Hyman Arluck. You may know him better as one of the great composers of American standards of the 20th century, Harold Arlen. His father was a cantor, but Harold was drawn to secular music. He began taking piano lessons at age 9 and by 15 started his musical career as a pianist, accompanying silent movies. He formed his own band where he was pianist, arranger, and vocalist called the Snappy Trio, which later became a five-piece group known as the Southbound Shufflers. He dropped out of school and the band, which now included his younger brother Julius, played aboard the Crystal Beach Lake Boat Canadiana during the summer of 1923. He was invited to join a local band called the Yankee Six, which evolved into an 11-man band known as the Buffalodians, and Arlen made his first records in 1926 as vocalist with this group. His first big hit as a composer came in 1930 with Get Happy, written with Ted Kohler, with whom he also wrote such hits as I've Got the World on a String, Minnie the Moocher, Between the Devil and the Deep Blue Sea, and Stormy Weather. Other collaborators over the years included Yip Harburg, Ira Gershwin, Johnny Mercer, Lou Brown, Dorothy Fields, Leo Robin, and Jack Yellen. In July of 1938, Arlen and Yip Harburg were signed by MGM to write the score for The Wizard of Oz, which of course includes Somewhere Over the Rainbow. He continued writing songs into the 1970s and died in New York City on April 23, 1986. Here are three from the pen of Harold Arlen.
Something from the zoo. First you warm up, then you're distant. Never knew a girl so inconsistent. I'm a big shot at 1:30, a so-and-so by 2. Heaven forgive you for your sins, keeping me on needles and pins. You're a builder-upper, a breaker-downer, a holder-outer, and I'm a giver-inner. Sad but true, I'm a sapperoo too, taking it from a taker-over like you. Don't know where I'm at, I'm just a this-er, then I'm a that-er, a taker on the chinner. My, 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 what a weakie am I to love you as I do. Just when I'm ready to sob, you hand me a throb and everything is hunky-dory, and that's my story. Open your arms and I'm a stooge for your charms. You're a builder-upper, a breaker-downer, a holder-outer, and I'm a giver-inner. Sad but true, I love it, I do, being broken by a builder-upper like you. Love it, I do, being broken by a builder-upper like you.
I don't want you, but I hate to lose you. You got me in between the devil in a deep blue sea. I forgive you, cause I can't forget you, cause you've got me in between the devil and a deep blue sea. I ought to cross you off my list when you're knocking at my door. Fate seems to give my heart a twist, and I come running back for more. I should hate you, but I guess I love you, 'cause you've got me in between the devil and the deep blue sea. Oh, darling, though I don't want you, I know I can't live without you. You've got me in between the devil and the deep blue sea. I always forgive you. It's just because I can't forget you. You've got me in between the devil and the deep blue sea. I ought to cross you on my list when you come knocking at my door. They seem to give my heart a twist. I come running back for more. I should hate you, but I guess I'll always love you. You got me in between the devil and
thank you.
the Happy Rose Orchestra, including Tommy Dorsey on trombone and Get Happy, from an unnumbered Hit of the Week record made around May of 1930 and released that summer as an advertisement because the label says, "Get Happy and his orchestra for your party." Apparently, that advertising campaign didn't help much because virtually nothing is known about who or what the Happy Rose Orchestra was. Tommy Dorsey was also in the band on the preceding record of the Boswell Sisters, Connie, Martha, and Vet, and Between the Devil and the Deep Blue Sea from March 21, 1932. We began our tribute to Harold Arlen with Leo Reisman and his orchestra, and Harold Arlen himself providing the vocal on You're a Builder Upper from the show Life Begins at 8:40. That was recorded July 27, 1934.
Have a particular song or artist you'd like to hear on Rapidly Rotating Records? Well, you can send your requests and your comments about the show by email to glenn@rapidlyrotatingrecords.com or send cards or letters to Post Office Box 145, Claremont, California, 91711. That's Glenn, G-L-E-N-N, at rapidlyrotatingrecords.com or Post Office Box 145, Claremont, California, 91711.
Last week, I received a very nice email from longtime listener Christian and a group of friends from Paris, France, wanting to hear the Broadway Bellhops, a request with which I'm only too happy to comply.
Thank you. droop their heads when it showers. There's something nice about everyone, but there's everything nice about you.
Thank you.
The Broadway Bellhops, a Sam Lennon band which never existed outside of the recording studio, and that's My Hap Hap Happiness from February 24th, 1927. That's My Hap Hap Happiness was, appropriately enough, also recorded by the Happiness Boys, Billy Jones and Ernest Hare. And it was my Hap Hap Happiness to play that at the request of listener Christian and Friends in Paris, France. We began with Hi Ho the Merry-O with the vocal refrain by Irving Kaufman from May 6, 1926. Hi Ho the Merry-O was written by Lou Brown, Benny Davis, and Con Conrad, and was followed by one of my favorite songs, There's Something Nice About Everyone, But There's Everything Nice About You. There's Something Nice About Everyone was composed by Pete Wendling with lyrics by Alfred Bryan and Arthur Turker. The Bellhops recorded their rendition on January 31, 1927. Then we heard For My Baby from February 24th, 1927. I'm Glenn Robison, and the show is Rapidly Rotating Records. We're here each and every Sunday evening at 6 on KISL FM 88.7 Avalon, Wellsford Radio 92.2 in New Zealand, and available on demand anytime at all online at rapidlyrotatingrecords.com. Last week, February 16th, marked the birth in 1884 in New York City of lyricist Bert Kalmar, half of the great songwriting team of Kalmar and Ruby. Even so, his musical career didn't start until relatively late, when he was in his late 20s. As a child, he discovered he had a talent for performing magic tricks and became quite well known in his neighborhood for his sleight of hand and juggling. This led him to vaudeville as a magician, but he faced stiff competition and long periods between engagements, and so he turned to stage comedy. He developed Hebrew parodies of popular songs with his partner, Jesse Brown, whom he later married. Composer Ted Snyder suggested that he write serious songs rather than parodies, and together they wrote I Want to Be in the Land of Harmony, which became a hit. Kalmar and pianist Harry Ruby teamed up in 1918 and wrote hits including Three Little Words, I Want to Be Loved by You, Who's Sorry Now, and Watching the Clouds Go By, written in 1928 for the Broadway show Animal Crackers with the Marx Brothers. The team moved to Hollywood in 1930 and contributed songs to films including Check and Double Check, The Cuckoos, Horse Feathers, and The Kid from Spain. Kalmar also worked as a writer on screenplays for the films Look for the Silver Lining, Bright Lights, and Duck Soup. A couple of other highlights from the Kalmar catalog include All the Quakers Are Shoulder Shakers, and Since Maggie Dooley Learned the Hooly Hooly. Bert Kalmar also worked with other composers, including Ted Snyder, Oscar Hammerstein II, Fred Allert, Harry Axt, Con Conrad, Harry Stothert, Harry Tierney, Pete Wendling, and Edgar Leslie. Bert Kalmar died in Los Angeles on September 18, 1947. Here are three from the pen of Bert Kalmar.
Beatrice Fairfax gives advice to anyone in love. That's why Johnny Gray wrote to her one day. When I call to love my girl, her folks are always there. That's why I'm blue. Now what shall I do? And Beatrice said, never despair. Just take your girlie to the movies if you can't make love at home. There's no little brother there who always squeals. You can say an awful lot in seven reels. Take your lessons at the movies and have love scenes of your own. Though she's just a simple little ribbon clerk, close your eyes and think you're kissing Billy Bird. Take your girlie to the movies if you can't make love at home. Sweethearts always used to spoon in a big Morris chair. Young folks of today have a different way. Far away from cranky dad and mother's deep single eye. It's lots of fun. Here's how it's done. So come on and give it a try. Take your girlie to the movies if you can't make love at home. Find a cozy corner where it's nice and dark. Don't catch influenza kissing in the park. Take your tip from Douglas Fairbanks and have love scenes of your own. Going to your seat, you've got a dandy chance. You can shine your shoes on someone else's pants. Take your girlie to the movies if you can't make love at home.
Bye. are you? Just you, nobody else but you. I wanna be kissed by you. Oh, Papa, I couldn't aspire to anything higher than fill a desire to make you my own. Papa, paru, papa, paru. I wanna be loved by you, just you, nobody else but you. I wanna be loved by you alone. Oh, papa, paru.
Annette Hanshaw recording as Dot Dare on Columbia's Harmony label in her best Helen Cain voice on Helen Cain's best-known song, I Wanna Be Loved By You, from November 22, 1928. Backing Annette there were Manny Klein, Benny Goodman, and Joe Venuti. Annette also covered other Helen Cain classics such as He's So Unusual, Button Up Your Overcoat, and I Wanna Be Bad. Before that, it was one of Kalmar and Ruby's less well-known collaborations, Timbuktu, performed there by Frank Crummett with Paul Bees's trio, which consisted of Paul Bees on saxophone, Arnold Johnson on piano, and Ralph Williams on banjo. That was recorded by Columbia on December 7, 1920. We began our tribute to Burt Kalmar with Billy Murray and Take Your Girlie to the Movies If You Can't Make Love at Home. Edgar Leslie and Burt Kalmar wrote the lyrics to Pete Wendling's tune.
Doing our part to keep alive the music of the 1920s and 30s, this is Rapidly Rotating Records. Sunday evenings at 6 on KISL-FM 88.7 Avalon and available anytime on demand online at rapidlyrotatingrecords.com.
Last week, February 15th, marked the birth in 1889 in New Orleans of cornetist Freddie Keppard. He first learned to play accordion, mandolin, and violin, and at about age 16 he turned to the cornet. His musical career started around 1906, freelancing in New Orleans and leading the Olympia Orchestra. In 1914, the band went to Los Angeles and became known as the Original Creole Orchestra, the first jazz band to tour outside of the South. They played in vaudeville around the country until 1918, when the band broke up and King Oliver assumed control of the band, which evolved into King Oliver's Creole Jazz Band in 1921. In the early 20s, Keppard settled in Chicago, where he played in a number of bands, including Doc Cook's Dreamland Orchestra, Erskine Tate, Ollie Powers, and Charles Elgar's Creole Orchestra at the Savoy Ballroom. Unfortunately, Keppard was an alcoholic and became an unreliable band member. He continued to work up until 1928, when he came down with tuberculosis, and he died on July 15, 1933, in Chicago. His wild style is well represented by his recording of Stockyard Strut, which he made in 1926 with his Jazz Cardinals, and here it is. Thank you. Stuff. We began our tribute to Freddie Keppard with his Jazz Cardinals and Stockyard Strut from around September of 1926. Stockyard Strut was written by Jasper Taylor, who played wood blocks in the band, and Jasper Taylor recorded his own version of Stockyard Strut under the name of the original Washboard Band with Jasper Taylor. That was followed by Doc Cook and his 14 Doctors of Syncopation and Alligator Crawl, written by Fats Waller. Freddie Keppard and Elwood Graham played cornet in that recording made June 11, 1927. We finished up with Freddie Keppard and James Tate playing cornet in Erskine Tate's Vendome Orchestra and Static Strut from June 23, 1923. Static Strut was written by Jack Yellen and Phil Wall. I'm Glenn Robison, and I'm very pleased that you've chosen to spend this past hour listening to Rapidly Rotating Records. I hope you'll click in or tune in again next week and every week for more rapidly rotating 78 RPM records of the 1920s and 30s, and music to which you can't not tap your toes. In the meantime, your comments and requests are always welcome and can be sent by email to glenn@rapidlyrotatingrecords.com or by postal mail to P.O. Box 145, Claremont, California 91711. That's email to glenn@rapidlyrotatingrecords.com or P.O. Box 145, Claremont, California 91711. You're also invited to stop by the website at www.rapidlyrotatingrecords.com, where you can sign up to receive the weekly playlist by email and play our Jeopardy-type vintage music trivia game. Until next week, this is Glenn Robison, and as always, I thank you for your very kind attention.